Looking for a sweet treat to grab on the go? No need to bust out the flour, sugar, and baking pans. Order some Crumble cookies. Choose to receive your cookies through curbside pickup, takeout, or delivery. Fill up a 4-pack, 6-pack, or party box with delicious flavors from the weekly rotating menu of 175 different flavors. Order delicious gourmet cookies on the Crumble app today. Check out Knoxville's new location, 6672 Clinton Highway, Suite 104. And we have yet another edition of Fan Run Varsity Spotlight. This time we are heading out a little bit north to Clinton to spotlight Joshua Keith. This guy is a class of 2024 quarterback. And in my opinion, he's one of the most undervalued and underappreciated athletes in the area. Josh, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Man, we'll get right into it. Get to that game you guys had against Campbell County. What a performance by you and your team. It was a shootout, man, and you guys couldn't come away with it. But, like I said, phenomenal performance. How are you guys going to be able to bounce back after that tough region loss? And you got another region game up ahead, and you've got to still fight. What's the mindset right now?
Well, the mindset is that was yesterday, so we're moving forward. The best thing we can do is just move forward as a team and just progress week by week. That's in the past. We forgot about it. We're moving on. We're going to get back in the lab, back in the film room, and get better as a team, as a coaching staff, and as a community.
Well, I don't want to get stuck in the past with you, but I do want to mention you know, you guys have been resilient despite the three losses in region. They've all been by one score, and you've been down against Powell, down two scores, came right back. That was a game that went down to the wire. What is it about you guys that makes you so resilient and to have that no quit attitude?
Honestly, it starts from the coaches. We have no quit type coaches, so what they do is we feed off of their energy. We have built a program with a bunch of dogs and no quit type attitudes, because we know that we're in the game. We can compete with anybody who we want to compete with. So we don't quit. It doesn't matter what the score is. We're not going to quit at any type of circumstance. And once we come together, we are pretty hard to deal with.
Like I mentioned, you're one of the most dynamic quarterbacks around. How have you developed into such a threat at your position? I mean, you came into last night's game, 19 total passes, also averaging 30 rush yards per game. How has that developed for you as now that it's your junior year?
It's developed me for, well, first and foremost, I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He strengthens me to play on the field and do the things that I love in the game I love. Secondly, over, you know, summer break, I'm more so than physically, I mentally was in the lab. I went over film sessions with my receivers, my linemen. We were always looking at film, things we can do against defenses of lines, and we just went over more mental things, and once we got the mental part down, the game slowed down for us, and it all came together in the game, and it was just a little bit more easier, and it moved and helped us with our physical play.
What are some of those mental things that you or others picked up on?
So more so with me and my receivers and my line, knowing what the defense is going to do before the play starts, or me and my receivers knowing what the alignment is of the coverage, or what the defense is going to do, knowing what they're going to do before the play even starts, or our pre-snap reads, my pre-snap reads, just focusing on little things like that. So whenever it comes down to the wire, we know what's going on, what we can and can't do during the game, what's going to work, what's not going to work.
What about you? Touched on your offensive linemen, and you've got a couple that are very key for you guys. How important has their progression been for you?
very important. Without those guys, I couldn't do anything. My heart goes out to them. They basically lay their body out on the line for me and my guys. And those guys right there, those five guys right there, and the other two, three, or four that come in, block their butt off for me day in, day out, every game, every practice. I appreciate them the most. And without them, we wouldn't be a team. So the line, they're the most important guys on the field. They don't get no credit, but they're the biggest guys, the most hardworking guys, and we love them. And over the summer and spring, me and my line, we've been watching film together, working together. Senior lineman Barrett Maddox, he stepped up a lot. Senior lineman Chase Glennie, he stepped up a lot. You got Caleb Cook, he stepped up a lot. You know, all of those guys, they work their butt off, and it's paying off for them. And I love them, and I appreciate everything they do. The whole team does. Without them, we wouldn't be a team.
Now, you're a coach's son. Is that a love-hate type of thing, or is it, do you love every aspect or hate every aspect? What's that dynamic like, being the quarterback and being the coach's son?
It's a love thing. You know, not a lot of kids get to grow up and be a quarterback, be a leader on the field with your dad on the field with you. You know, that's a blessing. That's God. That's right there. That's a blessing. You know, a lot of kids wish and hope to be in my shoes and pray to hope and be in my shoes, but I'm humble and I'm thankful for something like that. And I wouldn't change the world for it. I can't ask for a better head coach. And he's very strict on me, treats me like anybody else. He's a great coach, a great motivator, a great leader, and it's just been a great experience for me so far.
Is that something you all talked about growing up? Because, you know, it's not like your dad was the head coach at Clinton for the past decade or 20 years or something like that. This thing kind of formed together in the past few years, but is it something that you guys talked about growing up?
Yes, sir. I always talked about playing for him, but I wasn't for sure if I was going to be able to, because the school I was at before I came to Clinton, I wasn't playing for him. And then he got a call and he said, son, we have to go down to Clinton High School and you'd be playing the high school there. And I was so happy when he told me that. I was like, I get to play for my own father. You know, there's nothing like that, you know. A lot of people don't get the chance to do that. Like, I know a quarterback, Jalen Hurts, got to do that with his dad. They got to experience that with his father in high school. And he always talked about how it was a great experience, because it is a great experience. A lot of people don't get that type of love and just get the opportunity that I have gotten, other quarterbacks have before. So, yes, sir, I'm just grateful for it.
Tell us about a little bit about yourself and as far as your profile and where you're from and how you got to Clinton.
Well, everybody knows I'm undersized, so, you know, it gives me a chip on my shoulder. And I'm grateful for what God has blessed me with my size. I love how he's made me short, because it makes me even hungrier and more humble. How I ended up in Clinton, I never thought I would end up in Clinton, because we were planning on moving to a school in Louisville, a private school, and one day my dad got a call about the head coaching down here in Clinton, Tennessee, and we were just so shocked. It just didn't make sense how it was out of nowhere. And my dad always says it was God, because, you know, he's down here helping these kids out and helping the community. We're trying to do our best to rebuild the program, and it's going great so far. We couldn't ask for anything else. It's been a long journey.
Well, you can definitely see the progression. I mean, it may not be, to some people that look at the win-loss record or something like that, it may not be astronomical in their eyes, but I can tell you from watching you guys for the past few years, the progression is clear. And what I want to know is about maybe it's on the field in your eyes, but we can bring that off the field stuff in too. You mentioned that it's a faith thing with you guys, that you're here for a reason and you have that affirmation. What are some of the things that you and your dad have realized since being here, that this is where you're supposed to be, this is where you need to be?
Yes, sir. When we got here, my dad, he looked at me and he said, son, this is where we need to be. This God put us here for a reason. And I looked at him and I was like, what does he mean by that? And that's like, you know, time went on, years by, years passed. I understand what he's saying now. He's helping people out. He's being a father figure. But it's not just him, though. The whole community's pitching in. We have booster clubs helping out with us and just helping the community be able to have that mentality again, something they haven't had in a long time. And we're trying to break old stereotypes and just old curses that have been on here on Clinton. You're just thankful and trusting God on what we've been doing. And it's not just us, though. It's an everybody thing. It's just not me and my dad. It's everybody. So we don't want to take all the credit because it's not all us. It's not us at all. So
as far as your game specifically, it looks like you're involved with Elite 3. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, sir.
That's one thing that I'm always interested in, because when I was your age, that really wasn't a thing, all these camps and stuff like that. So what I was wondering is, how has 7-on-7 been able to help you in terms of your game, help you evolve and get your name out there?
Well, there's this man, this very successful man, a great man. His name is Raleigh Howard, and I'm under him, and I'm thankful for him. He has been with me since my seventh grade year. In 7-on-7, I joined his team. He took me in as his quarterback, and he's been working with me ever since, helping me progress on my reads, my game. He trains me. He introduces me to more famous people, more athletes, more places, and he's helped me get my name out there as well. 7-on-7, what it does for you as a quarterback, it's a dream come true for receivers and quarterbacks. It's basically just extra work. Knowing for a quarterback, it's fun, but it's also a learning point, learning how to read defenses and make your progressions easier. But the guy who owns Elite 3, the foundation, he's been a really big impact on my life, and I'm thankful for him, and he's helped me with my game tremendously.
Now, as far as getting your name out there, it looks like it's starting to work. I'm sure whether it's 7-on-7 or the film from your high school games, some interest is starting to trickle in for you, even though you're just a 2024 athlete. Give us an update on that. Is there anyone that you favor? What's the latest on some of that recruiting update that's ultimately going to lead you to the next level?
So as of right now, I hold two Division I offers. I have UKU and North State. But my interests have been that the schools that have been hitting me up is I have Army, I have Navy, NTSU, TSU. Virginia, there's a couple more. I can't really think of them right now, but those are the colleges as of right now that's texting me. Appalachian State.
Okay.
And schools like that. Yes, sir.
Which, I'm sorry, I didn't catch, you said Eastern Kentucky, and what else was the official offer, D1 offers?
EKU and Morgan State.
Morgan State. Gotcha.
Yep.
I heard the state part. Now we're going to get into some pop-up questions, and we'll go around the horn with these. First of all, Josh, I want to know, what's your favorite athlete?
My favorite athlete?
Yep.
It's Russell Wilson. I love everything about Russell Wilson. I love his spiritual life and the way he plays. I just love the way he carries himself and what type of man he is. That's just been my guy, the guy who I look up to as a quarterback my whole life.
Other than your dad, who's your favorite coach? Who's that guy you would want to coach for, whether it's like professional, college, maybe it's a high school coach, an assistant? Anybody at the next level?
I would have to say, just from watching him in past years, it'd have to be Nick Saban.
Yep. I mean, there's a reason why He's getting rings on that second hand of his. I mean, I can't blame you there.
Yes, sir. I've been an Alabama fan since Blake Sims was there. And watching Nick Saban helping quarterbacks progress and his team progress and what he's done for Alabama history, it just made me fall in love with Alabama football. And ever since then, he's always been like one of my favorite coaches in college football.
When do you think that they turn on the Jets this season?
Not a lot of people are going to like me when I say this, but when they play Tennessee.
Yep. I mean, no, you totally have a good point. Like, that is how things work and operate for the University of Tennessee. So, especially in that rivalry. So, I can't blame your position there.
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite hop song?
Well, before games, I usually listen to gospel music, if you know the song For Your Glory or He Is Amazing by Ezekiel Walker.
Yeah.
Blessed by Jill Scott.
Awesome. Good stuff right there, man. Not the last question, but the last of these pop-up questions. This podcast is brought to you by Crumble Cookies. Josh, have you been able to make the trek down Clinton Highway to check out the new location in Knoxville?
No, sir. I've never had Crumble Cookies in my life. Everybody says it's good, but I haven't had a chance.
We need to make that happen for you.
Yes, sir.
Because it is amazing. Hey, it's a straight shot. It is a straight shot for you, man. They're right there in Powell, right across from Walmart. Get with me off air, and we'll make it happen. But for now, I wanted to know, I'm going to give you their lineup because it changes every week. They always have a chocolate chip cookie, and then everything else changes, all the other flavors right now. And there's usually a theme with whatever week they're on. I don't think there's a specific theme this week. But to me, if you look at the flavors, it may seem kind of weird, but I kind of get it because it's like we're going from summer to fall, and like half of them are fall type flair, and then the other half is a little taste of summer still. So here you go. Caramel pumpkin, raspberry butter cake, peanut butter cream with Nutter Butters crumbled on top, lemon glaze, or classic pink sugar. What are you going at? What's the play, Josh? And remember, there's the old staple, the old Josh Keith rollout or QB sneak milk chocolate chip that's gonna pick up the first down. Or are you going for a bigger bang with some of these other flavors?
I'm gonna have to go with the peanut butter with the sprinkle on top.
Yeah, the Nutter Butter. Yeah, the Nutter Butters are crumbled on top. It's like, so you've got a peanut butter cookie with some buttercream icing smeared all over it, and then the Nutter Butters crumbled on the icing.
Yes, I'm going to have to go with that.
Can't blame you there, man. I have had the lemon glaze. It was pretty good. Oh, man, I might have to agree with you. I'm not quite ready to go into fall yet full force just because I know winter is doing push-ups. So I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go peanut butter. I was going to go caramel pumpkin, but I got to go peanut butter here.
Oh, yes, sir. Peanut butter is, I'm in love with peanut butter. Peanut butter is part of my protein, so I have it all the time. It's like one of my favorite snacks.
All right, Josh, before we let you go, something I ask everybody that hops on the podcast. What's high school football mean to you?
High school football means everything to me. You know, it's only going to be a one-time thing. I can't get these years back. It's my third year, and I have one more year left. So it means everything to me because you can play football on the, you know, collegiate level, the National Football League, but none of it's going to be as fun as high school. You're not going to be able to do the experiences like high school football. And when you get to the collegiate level, I mean, it's kind of like it right now, but when you get to the collegiate level, it's just business. As of what I see, you know, waking up at 5 in the morning, doing workouts, going to class, doing it again, all over again. But right now, it's something you can't get back in these 4 years. I've been enjoying it so far. I'm going to finish strong because I know I can't get it back. So it means everything to me.
Awesome stuff, Josh. I'm going to let you go and enjoy the respite that you have so you guys can gear up and get that first region win next game against the Lenoir City Panthers. Josh,
yes, sir.
Thanks for hopping on with us, brother, and we'll be in touch with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.